This is HBCU Queens for the HBCU Nation Radio Show. I'm Lady Sonia. HBCU Queens features a current or alumna queen from our nation's 107 historical black colleges and universities. Today, I have the honor and pleasure of presenting to you the 2016 Miss USA, Deshauna Barber. Deshauna was born in Columbus, Georgia, and the daughter of a retired Army Master Sergeant who served in the United States Special Forces. Deshauna graduated from Virginia State University with a bachelor's degree in business management and holds a master's of science in computer information systems from the University of Maryland. Following her studies, Deshauna returned to live in Washington, D.C., where she was most recently working as an IT analyst for the United States Department of Commerce. In 2011, Deshauna was commissioned as a quartermaster officer in the United States Army Reserve and is currently a logistics commander for the 988th Quartermaster Detachment Unit, Rockville, Maryland. Deshauna is passionate about serving the men and women in the U.S. military and, as Miss USA, will specifically focus her efforts on PTSD treatment for soldiers returning from deployment and suicide prevention in the armed forces. Deshauna Barber, Miss USA 2016, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I am just so honored and thrilled to have you on the show today. Share with us your journey from being former Miss District of Columbia and now Miss USA.
Well, my journey started at 19. That's the year that, or the age that I competed in my very first pageant. And I have been competing in pageants every year for the past 7 years until I won in December as Miss District of Columbia USA 2016, and then eventually moved on to win Miss USA 2016 in June.
You have in your bio that your specific focus is serving the men and women in the U.S. military and focusing your efforts on PTSD treatment for soldiers and suicide prevention in the armed forces. Take a moment to elaborate on how that came to be and why you're so passionate about it.
Well, I'm so passionate about it because there are so many cases in the United States military where there are soldiers suffering from PTSD. There are lots of issues with this, and the problem is that soldiers were taught to be strong and were taught to, not in a way, sweep our vulnerabilities under the rug, but, you know, be strong and push through it and fight through it. But PTSD is one of those things that you shouldn't fight through. It's something that, you know, haunts you in your dreams. It's something that is severe trauma, and it needs some sort of treatment. It needs some sort of release. And I don't think that soldiers are really mandated to sit down and be able to search through their souls and be able to say, you know what, there is something wrong. So during my time as Miss USA and even beyond, I want to make sure that I shed light on that. I want to make sure that I inspire not only the military, which I think they've been doing the best that they can, but to inspire the families and friends of soldiers to make sure that they look out for those signs. Make sure that they're able to say, you know what, is everything okay with you? And they feel open and they feel educated enough on it to know that, you know what, maybe I should contact your command and say, you know what, I think there's something wrong with Specialist so-and-so or with Major so-and-so, and I really want us to sit down and have a conversation about this and make sure that these soldiers aren't having suicidal thoughts, and that they have the resources that they need to be mentally and emotionally prepared to reenter the world.
In 2016, you were commissioned as quartermaster officer in the U.S. Army Reserves. For our young people listening, share with us your take in the qualities of being a good leader.
The qualities of being a good leader. It's one of those things where we all think we know, we all think we have the definition. Yes. And it's somewhat an individual feeling, and I'll just say some people may disagree, but I this is my definition of a leader, and I think that it's someone that is humble-hearted, someone that is a very relatable person, someone that is approachable and someone that is not only able to lead, but able to follow. I find that a lot of leaders, or someone that believes that they're a leader, or someone that is commanding a unit, I find that they use that power against a soldier, and it's not really supposed to be against that soldier. It's supposed to be used in their favor to say, you know what, let me help you with this, let me help you with that. I don't like when someone is so power-driven, and I think that sometimes when we're in leadership roles, we take advantage of that power. So I think that the main thing to be a leader is to take care of the ones that you're leading. I think that's the most important attribute, is to be humble and to be able to listen. Sometimes leaders, we think we know everything and we don't. You know, the people that we're commanding, the people that follow behind us may have a different perspective or may have a different scenario that may work better than the one that's already being planned. So I think most importantly, a leader needs to be able to follow, needs to be able to listen, and needs to be humble.
What are some of the lessons that you learned from your HBCU, Virginia State University?
So Virginia State, you know, I spent 4.5 years there, probably the best 4.5 years of my life. I had the chance to meet some lifelong friends and people that really helped me get through the hard times and the tough times, because obviously college is fun, but college can also be hard. It can also test your self-discipline. And I think that Virginia State, there's so many doors that can come from that university alone, so many people that you meet and so many lessons that you learn. Yeah. My main focus is I spent a lot of my time in Minnesota, and I spent a lot of time in a very suburban area, a predominantly white high school, and I didn't get the opportunity to really be able to learn about African-American culture or Black history or my ancestors. And when I moved to Virginia my senior year, I went to another predominantly white high school, and I again didn't get a chance to learn enough about Black history where I felt satisfied. And I know that Virginia is one of the most populated states with historically Black university and colleges. So I thought, what better place to look for an HBCU than be in Virginia? And I thought it was most convenient. So I applied to numerous HBCUs, and of the ones that I was accepted into, Virginia State was an option. And I did my research and knew a couple people that were going to the school, and I decided to go. And I ended up receiving exactly what I was expecting, which was a school that wrapped itself in Black history. And I spent 4.5 years not only learning about business management and IT and military history and Army history, which was required for the ROTC program I was in, I also learned so much about Black history and about my ancestors and why the university was built. And I think I really had a chance to build confidence in terms of being a Black woman, understanding how important it is to know where you come from. So Virginia State University did that for me, and they've done so much more, and I can't wait to go to homecoming next month as Miss USA.
Deshauna, thank you so much for joining us today. We are so very, very proud of you. 2016 Miss USA Deshauna Barber, the HBCU Nation salutes you. Thank you so much for your service in our military and for all the lives that you touch. Greater service, greater progress.
Thank you, Soror.
This is Lady Sonya with HBCU Queens. More of the HBCU Nation Radio Show is coming up.